Final hour, Darren Donick and Chase and D-Base. We're all over the place today. Darren McFarland, Derek Mason here. Hillside Medical Game Studio. Chase down in Daytona. Willie D out in Raleigh, North Carolina. Predators and Hurricanes tonight. Puck drop at 6 o'clock. Pre-game at 5. Everything heard right here on these airwaves. We'll see if the Predators can get things going. They've dropped their last three. By the way, there is a Preds Bud Light watch party tonight at Headquarters Beer Cave. Pretty cool place, 114 2nd Avenue South downtown, if you're looking for a place to hang. They got drink specials, and you could also win some tickets. So if you're in the downtown area, head over to Headquarters Beer Cave and watch the game. Have we made contact with Willie? Is he there?
Willie D.
We've not had much luck today, have we?
Nah.
Making contact with people.
Not really. But we're representing.
Hello.
We're representing several different areas. So.
Is anyone on the show? Show.
Speak now.
What do you think Willie's doing right now? He's trying to get himself on the show. I know.
Oh,
that's just Willie, yeah.
He's writing down his lines for tonight's game. Like, oh, wait a minute. What line is McCarron going to be on tonight? Hold on. Let me put this. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. He's centering the fourth line. That's what he's doing. He's doing his charts.
Okay.
He's doing his charts. Let's try again. Let's go to Raleigh, North Carolina. Willie D. Willie, are you there? There?
I guess not. Yeah. Oh, Donick.
And we're in the stall again. Four quarter. Let's pull out the tarp. It's not raining, though, today. Yesterday would have been a good tarp day.
Oh, it was a perfect tarp day.
Yesterday was a pile of crap.
Some days need to be that way, you know, where it gives you a reason to stay in and just chill, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. Schools got out early. You know, you had to go pick up Maddox.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that Willie?
Wait, is that a voice? Did I hear a voice? Is that coming from North Carolina? Let's check in. Raleigh, are you there?
Took a long time for my voice to travel across Interstate 40.
That did take a while.
Went back to Nashville.
Must have been some traffic.
That, guys. Up there, but no problem. Ready to roll. Questions ready to go. Good stuff. Cutting edge material.
Hold on. I'm just going to say this. Willie, you might be diluting the word cutting edge. You just might. I don't know.
Are you saying overused?
You think I'm over-marketing?
Yeah, you're over-marketing. You're diluting. Like people use the goat all the time and, oh, you're great. Mm-mm. You might be using just tad bit too much, Willie.
Well, you guys be the judge.
Okay.
You guys be the judge.
All right.
I think we have great questions here.
Okay.
So we don't have Elijah Campbell. He's been out this week. So I'm assuming we have no review. Is that correct? I don't think anybody is.
But I can tell you I did a good job. I did great. I can tell you that. Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Me and my eagle? Absolutely.
Okay. I've got my points. I don't know if you guys tallied your points.
I did.
Did you?
I got all mine.
Yeah.
I got every last one of them.
Well, you did not.
Yes, I did.
You're diluting.
No.
I think your eagle is drunk.
Oh, no. Do y'all have my picks? Do you have my picks, Darren? No.
Did you pick last week?
Can we go through the numbers? Guys, I do have y'all's picks from last week.
There you go.
Okay. Well, let's hear it then.
Okay, so last week, I mean, Darren did pick the Vols, and then mm-hmm. Willie picked Vandy, Chase mm-hmm. picked the Vols.
Which is me.
Yes. So you
that's right. You did pick for Chase.
Exactly.
Okay.
And let me just say for the record, I'm not going to try to make an appeal to the commissioner's office or anything, but that line was incorrect. It was the incorrect line.
But he told you that the line didn't come out.
I made it anyway, but I did tell you guys that line was not correct.
It was 10 and a half. And, again,
and Vanderbilt
this has
covered.
Been this way all year. The basketball lines are not out till midnight. So I've been doing it all year, and you haven't complained about any of the lines.
Oh, Willie, seriously?
By the way, the line was 8.5, and the final was by 9. I think my line was pretty darn good.
No, it was incorrect. Vanderbilt actually should have covered it quite easily because the line was at least
quite easily at 10.5. It was, quite easily.
But, Willie, you knew coming in what the line, what Darren had set the line at.
I'm just stating for the record that the line was incorrect, as I said on Friday when we made the picks.
Mm-mm.
But I'm not going to take it any further than that. I'm just
strike
saying
that. Record. Strike it. Strike it. Exactly. We're in court. There will be strike it. They would look at the jury and say, disregard what he just said.
What else do you guys need?
Strike it. Don't write it down.
About?
What do they call stenographers? I think that's what they are. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, don't write that down, please.
Okay, so we had second one was, of course, the game. So Bengals, Rams. So, Nick, who did you have everybody's picks with?
All right, so Darren, you had Cincinnati. Willie had the Rams. Chase had the Bengals, and obviously D. Mace.
I had the Bengals. I was picking for Chase.
Yep, there you go.
Picking for Chase.
That's 2 points for both of us, and still Willie looking for that first score. So no wonder he's so bitter.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
Don't worry. It'll come back.
Oh wow! Don't worry.
Will there be a 100-yard rusher? Nick, what do you got?
Most of you guys said no, other than Chase. Yes.
So. Oh, so Derek, that's a loss. That's incorrect.
I was close. They should have kept giving it to Mixon.
Okay. And also, that was my top shelf, so I doubled up on that one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now this one, I'm really bitter.
Right.
More receiving yards: Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, or Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham Jr. I top shelved it, and it's, you know, I had the right answer because Odell went down, and if he would have stayed in the game, it would have been the right answer, but it was the wrong answer because Chase and Higgins had more.
Yeah.
So who had what, Nick?
Yeah, so Willie had it looks like he's got Kupp and OBJ. Mm-hmm. Not his top shelf, but, you know, we have that one. And then Chase and Derek, you know, they picked Kupp and OBJ as well. So
everybody took
it. Gosh.
Okay.
If Odell Beckham wouldn't have got hurt.
But I see. I know. So Chase and T, so I don't know if he picked the other way around too, or if there was like a tie breaker last week or something, but I see that, you know, on the last column, Chase and T is here as well. So
Chase top shelfed it?
I'm looking like it. Yeah, that's what it says.
Mm. Derek, that's a swing and a miss. So,
I don't think I top shelfed that one.
Okay, what did you top shelf?
I don't think I top shelfed that one.
Okay, my top shelf was
Tennessee.
Yours was the Vols, yeah.
It was the Vols, yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you did. That's correct.
All right. So it looks like I was the only one that missed their top shelf.
Chase needs all the help he can get, so we're happy for Chase. Derek,
will a field goal or extra point be missed? The answer was no. Did you say yes?
I said yes. A field goal or extra point would be missed.
Yes, for 2 points. Okay, that's a winner.
And everybody said yes, other than
Willie.
No,
me.
Nope.
Darren.
Oh, Darren.
Nope.
Oh,
yep. That would have been the other one out of top shelf, so I had no chance. I was going to lose.
Two-pointer.
Two-pointer. And finally, jersey number, the first touchdown scored, over under 23.5. It was the under for a point.
Everybody hit under, so good job.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that leaves me with 4 points.
Correct.
Donica,
five. Plus my top shelf. I have 5 plus the top shelf.
So Derek had 6?
Yeah.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Jace might need to consider Derek the Eagle.
Exactly.
Consulting every week, man, whether you're on or not on Friday. He's way behind. So he needs your help. It's very clear.
I'm coming. Watch out.
It's too late. Chase is too far behind.
He is too far behind.
What was Chase thinking when he was picking? I guess he wasn't.
He wasn't.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, let's do this. We'll come back and we will make our picks. Also get a batch of phone calls because if you get in on the phone line, you get 2 top shelves. And we will do that on the other side as you listen to Darren Donica Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on the DDC, our show is presented by Creation CBD Products. Curated for life. Willie, it's your turn to do the questions. I'm done, man. My season is over. So
like that's some like thing that I'm supposed to like gasp or something, or the audience is going to gasp. I'm ready.
You giving up? You giving up, Darren?
Oh, dude, I'm done. I told you this.
He's done.
Wow.
I go to the Super Bowl.
He has no enthusiasm.
Done.
Wow.
He's lost that love and feeling there.
Man.
I know. 6.5 months.
He's lost that love and feeling. It's the same thing at baseball season. Once baseball season hits, his heart's out of it.
Gosh, Darren.
I know. I peace out 6.5 months later. I know. Gosh. 6.5 months of doing the questions. I know. You're right.
It's just not.
Call me a quitter. But Willie does a month and a half, and he wants a medal.
Okay, so I'm like the closer coming out of the bullpen for the last two innings, 2 1/3, with these high-level questions, ready to go for pick six. Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Ready.
Voice guy?
Pick six.
Number one. Number one.
Number one.
Okay. Number one. Vanderbilt, -1.5 against Texas A&M at Memorial Gym. Vanderbilt has been playing better. This is an opportunity at home, but Texas A&M coming off a win against Florida. They're a good team. Vanderbilt just came off of Murderer's Row. Tough two games at Tennessee and at Auburn. All right, Derek, why don't you lead it off?
You said it's at home?
Yep, it's at Memorial Gym.
Man. Give me the Commodores. I'm going to take
the Doors.
I'm taking
the Doors. A slight favorite. Darren?
I, too, will take Vandy at home.
You're taking the Doors. I, too, will take the Doors. Even though Roddy Chapman pulled the hammy before the game against Auburn, he's been a critical, critical player for them. That hurts not having him in there. But Liam Robbins, on the other hand, the big man, playing better each time he goes out there, and he is a monster.
Monster.
Monster. There we go. Voice guy's back. Tennessee, the Volunteers, red hot right now, playing great, but in a hostile atmosphere this weekend against the Arkansas Razorbacks. It's a dead pick 'em. Who you got? D-Mace.
Man, Tennessee is on a roll right now. Five games.
They're playing good ball.
Yes. Man, I think being in Arkansas is a little bit too much. I think Arkansas wins by 3.
Okay. It's getting specific
Arkansas
with it. Okay.
Wins. Yes.
Darren.
Arkansas, top shelf.
Whoa.
He likes it. He likes it. I, too, will go Arkansas, even though I think Tennessee's playing great. This is going to be one worth watching. This is one, if you're a college basketball fan, you're looking to dive in, get the itch. Now that football is over, give me something to watch. This is a give me something to watch game because it is going to be rocking. It is going to be rocking. Okay. The NBA All-Star Weekend is coming up. Mm-hmm. I was at the – you guys will be amused by this. Last night we walked across the street and there happened to be a bowling alley. And we partook in a couple of games. The broadcast crew for the Predators here at Raleigh. And on the screen – they were showing some classic dunk contests from years gone by. They had some of Vince Carter in his heyday, and there was one year where Vince Carter took over the competition, and among the opponents was a young Jerry Stackhouse, the year 2000, when he was sporting the Detroit Pistons alternate third jersey. They had a red jersey back then. You remember that, D-Mace?
Yeah, I remember the red jersey, yes.
Woo! I did not remember the Pistons wearing a red jersey, but Stack was looking good, but Vince Carter just was on a different planet back then. So this year's competition has 4 players. I'm going to give you Group A and Group B. And I looked at the lines. Darren, you'll be very proud. I found a website that has the odds. So I gave you the favorite and the underdog and then the two guys in the middle. Choice A, Jalen Green of the Rockets, along with Juan Toscano-Anderson of the Warriors. Green is the favorite. Don't ask me why, but he's the favorite. Toscano is the biggest underdog. Choice B, Obi Toppin of the Knicks and Cole Anthony of the Magic. They are the tweeners in there. So which group would you like? Darren, you can lead it off.
No clue. I'll just throw a dart and say A.
Okay. Fair. Well, I mean, does anybody have a clue? I mean, does anybody, like, analyze the four dunkers? Like, how do we – How do we even know? So we're well, this is Derek a guess. Total random guess.
He's done film, give film me study on that.
B. Have you broken down some film, Derek, of these four
give
guys?
Give me B because they're in New York in OB. I can't pronounce his full name.
Obi Toppin.
Obi Toppin. He's a Knick. Give me the Knicks. I think the crowd will be behind them.
Dang it.
Okay. Now, that's an interesting angle there, Derek. And I actually like that angle. I'm going to go with B. I'm going to go with B. Obi Toppin and Cole Anthony. Of course, Cole Anthony is an Orlando Magic guy, so I'll go with that. All right. The Belmont Bruins rolling into the postseason. They've got a big matchup next weekend at Murray State. And a lot of people believe that, once again, you'll have to beat Murray State in the final to get to it. But first things first, they have a home game against SIU Edwardsville. Belmont averages 9 threes per game. They're a good three-point shooting team, as always, under Casey Alexander. Over or under 9.5 three-pointers made by the Bruins at home against SIU Edwardsville. Over or under 9.5. Darren.
I go under.
Under. Derek?
9 three-pointers they average a game?
They average 9.
The line is 9.5.
He's going over.
Going 9.5. It's a home game.
It's a home game for Belmont.
Yeah. He's going over.
Yeah. And make that my top shelf.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, top shelf. Okay.
I got faith in the Bruins. Top shelf, Belmont.
Belmont, he says they're going to be raining double-digit threes. Okay. I, too, will go over 9.5 for the Bruins. We're hoping it's going to be a good day at curb event from the outside. Will they need to shoot that many out there? 5. This, courtesy of Chase McCabe. We figured, hey, the guy went down there. He's the suit. He's the people's PD. It's a big event. We're going to have 2 questions about the Daytona 500. Will there be a first-time winner for the Daytona 500? There are a number of first-timers that are contenders. You know, this is Chase breaking it down to me. I can't give you a lot of the details. I was hoping Chase would join us to set this up. But choice A is yes. If you say there will be a first-timer, you get 2 points. If you say no, 1 point.
So you're enticing us to take the yes.
That's the enticer. Yeah, that's the carrot. We're dangling the carrot out there, that extra point. And we know also at Daytona, the randomness, the big pileups, it resets everybody. You can jump in at the right time and be in position to win. So I have to start this off. I am going to say no for 1. No for 1. Darren?
No.
You say no for 1, okay? Derek, do you take the enticement?
He's going yes.
I'm going with the safe pick. You guys know NASCAR.
No, don't put me in there.
Yes.
Darren,
well,
right,
Darren knows
some.
NASCAR better than I do. Much better. So
did
I'm
Chase
going,
consult you? Did Chase even like say, hey, Derek, on the side here, I made these picks. This is what I want you to pick. He didn't even do that?
No, he didn't even do that. rightfully so. I don't want him to help me. Look where he's at now.
Oh, you don't want his help.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
want his help.
You don't care. Okay.
Exactly. I don't want his help, okay?
You got 6 without him. Okay,
exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I am going no.
You're going no.
Yes.
All right. It's 3 no's. Finally, this one I kind of went back and forth with Chase. Darren, you remember in years past we would do over or under. We thought this year something would be fun. I asked Chase, you know, tell me if there's any big change in the favorites. And he said, no, it's pretty evenly distributed. So what number car will win the Daytona 500? Will it be an odd number car or an even number car in the winner's circle? Odd number or even number? I have to go first in this one. I am going to say odd.
Who's the favorite?
Odd for me.
Do anybody
That's
know?
A great question.
I don't have the odds.
I have not looked.
See, that would help my decision on who I think will win the race or whether it's an odd number or even number.
The only information I got from Chase is he looked at it. He thinks among the top cars, the best drivers, it's fairly even, odd and number, odd even numbers.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I am going to say even.
You're going even.
I'm going even.
And Darren?
It looks like Kyle Larson and Denny Hamlin are the two favorites, from what I can tell. And I believe they are odd number cars.
Okay. And your selection is?
I'm gonna go even. I'm gonna go even.
You're gonna go even. Derek went even. Your top shelf, Darren, is Arkansas.
I already told you Arkansas. Yep.
Mm-hmm. He said that quick too.
Yep. Derek, your top shelf was Belmont and the over.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Mine as well is Belmont and the over. Over 9.5 threes made against SIU Edwardsville. So I think we're ready.
So basically, they got to make 10 three-pointers.
Got to make 10. Got to make 10. So now, how did you guys feel, Derek, about these cutting-edge questions? Did it live up to the billing, or have I diluted? Did I overhype? Did I oversell? Really? I think these are really good questions.
Willie, I think you they're good questions, and you always have good insight.
Okay.
Good questions, but it's not cutting edge, Willie, because you've said some cutting edge stuff before, Willie.
Okay. This so ain't you cutting know edge. Cutting edge, and this isn't
it. This ain't cutting edge, Willie. Nah. And I think our listeners would say, this ain't cutting edge, Willie. We've heard better.
So it's good, solid stuff, just not worthy of cutting edge.
Yeah, it's solid.
Oversold.
Yeah, oversold.
I thought it was there. You know, I got an over-under in there. I got a dunk contest. I thought it was there.
Your bar is not quite high, Willie. Come on, Willie.
Okay.
We will come back. If you want to jump in on the phone lines, remember, you'll get two top shelves if you get in on our phone line. Our winner this week is getting Tame Impala tickets at Bridgestone Arena on March 23rd. So March 23rd show at Bridgestone Arena, Tame Impala. That's what's on the line for this week's Pick 6 winner. But you'll have to participate. If you call in, you get two top shelves. If you play online at thegamenashville.com, you only get one top shelf. So 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. But first, Willie, you got a word about Lee Company.
Yeah, just what I add as I get ready to talk about Lee Company, my daughter might be getting in touch with you if you win this week in Pick 6 about the Tame Impala tickets, because she is a massive, massive fan of that particular artist. Now, about Lee Company. Our coverage continues. Huge sponsor of Nashville Predators hockey. I'm sitting here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tough test for the Predators tonight. In Carolina against the Canes, an outstanding hockey team. This will take the Predators' best effort tonight. Lee Company will give you their best effort when it comes to all of your home needs, when it comes to keeping your air conditioning running smoothly and efficiently, your heating system, your plumbing, and electric. 615-567-1000 is their phone number. They're always just a phone call away if you've got issues. And better yet, look into their home maintenance plan where you get the year-round coverage of those four systems. They'll be calling you to set up the appointment at the appropriate time, ahead of the curve, to stay ahead of any potential problems. They'll find those small problems before they become a crisis situation. And you get discounts on the repairs when you're a member of the home maintenance plan. So call and find out about it. LeeCompany.com or 615-567-1000. Lee Company, proud sponsor, Nashville Predators.
All right, we've got Tame Impala tickets on the line. Bridgestone Arena, March 23rd. Pick 6, 615-737-1025. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, with you. Mike has been waiting patiently. Mike, welcome into Pick 6.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Jump in, 615-737-1025. Mike, I just have a question before I ask you the Pick 6 questions. Do you, unlike Derek Mason and Darren McFarland, feel like these Pick 6 questions that I have authored with some help from Chase McCabe are cutting-edge questions? Are they a step above, a cut above?
Oh, yeah.
Why, thank you, Mike. Okay, see, now Mike's got some sense here, guys. See what I mean? He knows greatness. He knows greatness.
Mike is a nice guy.
I think he's a super nice guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And he doesn't want to ruffle any
feathers.
Willie
put him on the spot.
Exactly.
He's a super nice guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what was he supposed to say, Willie?
Yeah, right. He wants to win a prize, Willie.
Absolutely.
You want to trash you?
As Lisa Leslie said in Uncle Drew, in a big moment in the game, game recognizes game. Okay, Mike understands when he hears cutting edge questions. Okay,
golly.
All right, Mike.
Wow.
Here we go.
Does anybody got some rubber boots? Walk around in this mess we've got here. Holy moly!
Oh man!
All right, we got the Commodores hosting Texas A&M tomorrow. Mike, Doors are a 1.5-point favorite. What do you got?
I take the Doors and give me one top shelf on that.
Okay. Okay, confidence in the Doors. All right, UT is heading to Fayetteville to take on the Razorbacks. It's a dead pick'em. Who you got?
I think Arkansas will give me another top shelf on that one.
Okay, feels good about the home team. NBA dunk contest, it's certainly not what it was back in the day. I can remember, I couldn't wait to watch Spud Webb and Dominique Wilkins and Michael Jordan and Larry Nance. Those days are over, but they still soldier on. So here are the two teams. They're not teams in the thing, but where will the winner come from? This group, Jalen Green, Juan Toscano-Anderson, or Group B is Obi Toppin and Cole Anthony?
A.
You're going A. Yeah. Jalen Green, Juan Toscano-Anderson. Okay, question four, Belmont, over or under? 9.5 three-pointers made against SIU Edwardsville. That's over at the Curb Event Center.
I'll take the over on that one.
Taking the over? And then on to Daytona. Will there be a first-time winner at Daytona on Sunday? Yes or no? If you say yes and you're right, you get 2 points.
No.
You say no. And then what car number will win? Will it be an odd-numbered car or an even-numbered car?
Odd.
Okay. We're in. You know what I don't? You know what I didn't do, which is certainly a fail on my part, Darren. We need to have some
game
total.
Game
total, right?
Game
you want to do game total for Tennessee, Arkansas?
Right.
Let's do that.
Your question.
Game total for Tennessee, Arkansas.
Oh, game total.
Game total.
Yep.
161.
161. All right. Boom.
All right.
Game total.
Thank you, Mike. Good luck. Have a good weekend.
Just in case of a tie, the game total.
Super nice guy right there.
Yeah.
Super nice guy.
Yeah.
You know?
We need more nice guys. Doing. We need more of them, man. Yeah.
I'm rooting for Mike.
I know you are.
Yeah.
Willie?
He was very gentle with your question.
Yeah, he pumped you up, Willie. He really
yes,
did.
He did.
Yeah.
Right on cue.
Major League Baseball has announced the delay of spring training. Imagine that. It will not start no earlier than at least March 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Figure it out.
Apparently, MLB and the PA are supposed to meet. PA are supposed to meet on Monday. In
person.
Oh,
wow. Oh, great.
In person. It's time,
spare
right?
Spare me the details.
Yeah. In February, it's time to maybe meet, you think? Yeah, maybe. Let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, guys, thanks.
Was it these unbelievable questions that got you to call in, Jason?
That's right, man. That's right. Yep. Great questions.
They are amazing.
Great questions.
Willie, you must have paid these people.
Willie was like a teacher handed out a true-false quick test. It was like, what do you guys think about this, huh? Huh? Come on, let me hear it. Let me hear you.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, here we go. Vanderbilt is a 1.5-point favorite at home against Texas A&M tomorrow. Who you got?
Give me Vandy and make that one of my top shelves.
Boom.
Ooh, going top shelf for the Doors. Tennessee, a dead pick'em at Arkansas. Tough road atmosphere. Tennessee on a roll.
Yeah, give me UT.
Going Tennessee. We need a game total.
Give me 122 points.
122, okay. NBA dunk contest. Group A is Jalen Green and Juan Toscano-Anderson. Group B, Obi Toppin and Cole Anthony.
Give me Group B.
Group B. Bingo. Belmont, over or under 9.5 three-pointers made against SIU Edwardsville. They average 9 made threes per game.
Give me the over.
Going over. Number 5, will there be a first-time winner at Daytona? Yes or no? If you say yes, it's worth 2 if it hits.
Give me no and make that my other top shelf.
No and a top shelf. And finally, what number car will win? Will it be an odd or even number?
Give me the even.
Going even. You are okay. In.
Got everything? Jason, good luck. Have a great weekend.
The picks are locked in. Notice the enthusiasm I bring this.
I know. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's like,
I mean, when I take over the contest, like it.
It's boiling,
I mean,
over.
There's some, you know, there's some out there that say, you know, football's over. Uh-huh. Pick 6 is going to take a lull. But no, when I'm bringing the questions, I'm bringing them with a lot of thunder.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thunder.
A lot of enthusiasm. We got to keep this thing going strong through the Final Four.
Where's Lightning? Let's get Josh.
The Lightning
one
will
more.
Be next Saturday in the Stadium Series. That's the Lightning. There will be a pick 6 on that.
Well done. All right, let's last caller. This enthusiasm boiling over. It's reaching its
boiling
peak today.
Over.
Josh, welcome into Pick 6.
Good afternoon, guys.
Yep, you can feel it from
I know you
all
can
right.
feel. I was,
yeah.
You can feel it. All right, Vanderbilt minus 1.5 at Memorial Gym against Texas A&M.
Let's go Vanderbilt double top shelf.
Holy
double boy. Top shelf. Some
double top
doors.
Shelf.
Woo. Despite the absence of Rodney Chapman. Okay. Tennessee is a pick 'em head to head at Arkansas. Hey, we need a game total.
Let's go Arkansas 135.
Arkansas and a 135. Okay. The NBA dunk contest. Jalen Green and Juan Toscano Anderson are one tandem. Obi Toppin and Cole Anthony the other.
Never even heard of any of these guys. I'll just do A.
Yeah, the veterans don't do this anymore. It's not like it was where you got Dr. J out there. You know, it's usually the young guys. So A is the guess. All right, Belmont over or under 9.5 three-pointers made in their game tomorrow against SIU Edwardsville.
Over.
You're going over. A lot of faith in the Bruins shooters tomorrow. Will there be a first-time winner in the Daytona 500? Yes or no? If you say yes, you get 2 points. It's an extra point.
Yes.
You say yes, you're going to go with it. And will an odd or even car number win?
Odd.
You're going odd. All right. You're locked in.
You're locked in. Josh, unbelievable job. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Man. They just brought it today.
It is. I can feel, like, I want to keep going. Like, can we just go past 2 o'clock? Like, I'm just in it now.
The questions were just top notch, cutting edge.
Golly,
cutting edge.
I don't even want to stop. I don't want to stop doing this. It's unbelievable. Willie, tell
Darren's
everybody
back.
About Lone Pronto.
I got Darren motivated again. He's in. He's back. All right, this is good. Let me tell you about Lone Pronto. We've got our best shots of the week coming up next. That's going to be a lot of fun. Lone Pronto wants you to take advantage and get your best shot when it comes to your finances. Your home's value is up. Mortgage rates are down. Take advantage of that. You can use that money now, pay off credit cards, remodel your house, or both. You can do either or both by calling Loan Pronto, because what they do, they can convert that home equity into cash in as little as 2 weeks with no cost to you and zero hassle. It's a streamlined, all digital process now, and a lot of people are enjoying success with this. Here's an example. The local couple I talk about a lot. They got their Loan Pronto zero cost cash out refi. Got their check. They took half of it, paid off credit card bills and a car loan. Took the other half of it, upgraded their master bath and kitchen. They locked in a new mortgage rate, an APR in the twos. So that lowered their monthly bills by hundreds of dollars. That's the game plan. They can do the same thing for you. So what are you waiting on? Call Loan Pronto, 615-499-5780. See what kind of deal they can do for you. And if you do it now, You could even skip your next two house payments, which is a big boost to your short-term budget. You got to love that, not having to make your house payment for a couple of weeks, a couple of months. Go to loanpronto.com for the information, or once again, the phone number, 615-499-5780. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781. Subject to lender approval, not all loans apply.
All right, Dave's bringing us home. We're rounding third. We're coming in hot. Let's get in our best shots of the week.
Boom.
1 year, Carson Wentz is no longer the right guy.
Well, I think he's got a set of eyes.
I think this might be the same thing that made its way downtown to Dick's Last Resort. And this was the funny line that Chase had. He comes into the studio and he said, this particular piece of art survived the Christmas Day bombing.
And we're like, what is that?
He turns it around, and it's a Donick jersey from Vanderbilt that was hanging. I don't know where they hung it in Dick's Last Resort. It was probably in a deep corner.
Yeah.
Or maybe down in
back
the bomb
in the
shelter.
Basement. Yeah, in the corner, way in the back.
Do you think this was like American Pickers? Like this was a pick that was found in like the back of a room underneath a bunch of stuff?
Under the rubble. Like they were moving the stuff out of the way.
Wow, look at this.
They had the big cranes in there moving stuff.
It's got a great story behind it.
Cinder blocks.
21, Donick. Huh.
And as he was kind of describing who Bryson was, he said, and Bryson Hopkins, son of former Titan Brad Hopkins. And the other guy goes, what? You know, like he was completely, like he had no idea. And I think that's probably been most of the sentiment as this thing is going down. Like people just don't, you know, make the correlation that Bryson's my boy, you know?
No, because he's much more handsome than you, man.
And that's the truth. They don't think that Trey Hopkins is my brother. They don't think that, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is my brother. They don't, you know?
You stay Orlando when you go down, and then you stay the last night in Jacksonville so you can be right by the airport and head out.
Willie, I'm surprised
you fly
you
into
didn't
Orlando,
go.
You fly out of Jacksonville.
I'm surprised you didn't go, Willie. I mean, your name is gold down in Orlando, isn't it?
Nobody said, hey, Willie.
Yeah.
Come on over to the race. Come on,
exactly.
I got you. never had that kind of pull for the race, I guess. Didn't know the right people. Citrus Bowl. Got good seats at the Citrus Bowl.
I mean, when I think Daytona 500, I think Citrus Bowl. No doubt.
Exactly.
Same breath.
Well, I respect your ambition, Willie, but you got to have vision.
That was right on time.
Oh, that's good. That was good. All right. Good stuff. That's a good way to end the week. Good stuff. You know, this is good. We covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah. Covered a lot of ground. Different places.
Different places. All over the place.
All over the map. How many shows is doing that? Not many.
No.
Nah.
No. Mm-mm. Where Willie is, they're in Raleigh, North Carolina. Yes. They'll have their coverage on the TV side on Bally Sports starting at 5:30 this evening. We'll have our coverage here on the radio side. I'll have pregame for you at 5, puck drop at 6 o'clock. Everybody have a great weekend. Continue to be safe. And we want you back with us Monday morning at 10 o'clock. We shall see you then.